assuming, are expressions of grief and our commitment to do something different to prevent these things from happening are not empty words. And I see this as just round one. You need to let your representatives in Congress know that you are disappointed and that if they don't act this time, you will remember come election time. And this legislation met that test. And too many senators failed theirs. A minority in the United States Senate decided it wasn't worth it. They blocked common sense gun reforms even while these families looked on from the Senate gallery.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, lots to jump to if you hail from some nooks and crannies out there with some terrible weather. Stay warm, my friends. So many of us furious over what's happening in Boston, looking and wanting and praying and hoping that we get the scumbags responsible, frankly, for an act of terror that ripped apart way too many American lives, whether it's domestic or foreign or who knows, but getting the people responsible for dumping the pressure cooker bombs on an innocent huddle of people near a finish line of a historic race. That was a couple of days ago. In the meantime, we have also seen an explosion rock a small little nook and cranny in Texas, just off of Interstate 35, 75 miles outside of Dallas, a town called West Texas, frankly known for a kind of kiddish place called the Czech Stop, Czech as in Czechoslovakian, because of the kolaches and the sandwiches that they serve. People line up from all over the place to jump in that long line and grab a slice of a really unique place that has been featured in magazines and shows all over the country, frankly. So many people are familiar with West, a fertilizer plant explosion where it registered 2.1 on the Richter scale like an earthquake, has devastated that town. 700 responders said to be on the scene trying to go door to door to account for people. Could be 100 plus now, they're saying, who are dead as a result, and including some worries over a nursing home that was nearby, and nothing but questions, looking for answers, and looking to account for people. You just heard the president, who had a lot of tension and anger, frankly, in his voice, because the one thing that he wanted to do and addressed it heavily in his State of the Union address was to get some stricter gun laws on the books. It wasn't really put that way, but gun checks was key to this. Stringent background checks. And frankly, it hit a massive brick wall in the Senate that included Democrats who didn't vote for it. And they were key because you didn't get the 60 that was needed. Joe Biden, who was in the background at the Rose Garden at the press conference, cried. Gabby Giffords, the former congresswoman from Arizona who was almost killed when Jared Lee Loeffner opened fire just a few milliseconds from her head and killed six others, was there and was flabbergasted as well that this did not pass. There was a big push to have this happen, but it didn't pass. And so now that goes by the boards. There are other pieces of gun legislation that could be passed through. In fact, I think some things that are obvious will probably make the grade, but this one does not. The White House, incredibly disappointed and said to be specifically upset with Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a Democrat from North Dakota, who was a dissenting Dem, not up for re-election next year, who refused to go along with the bill, even after the White House Chief of Staff visited her office to make Obama's case. She said no all along. They believe that if she would have flipped, they would have gotten closer to the 60 votes they needed. Bottom line is they did not have the 60 votes, and it goes down. It's a massive defeat probably the biggest one, certainly the biggest one in the second term, maybe the biggest one altogether of the Obama administration. And specifically, you could hear in his voice, he goes after Republicans and is emotionally really enraged by what happened with the gun bill. So several senators bucked the party line and decided that they weren't going to go in the direction for any kind of gun control or advancements. So the Democrats, besides Heidi Heitkamp, who voted against, since we talked about guns a lot, Senator Max Baucus, Democrat from Montana, Senator Mark Begich from Alaska, Mark Pryor from Arkansas, and also even Harry Reid was really not necessarily a vote against. He voted against it for procedural reasons because the Senate rules will allow him to bring up the measure again. So pretty much that's what it was all about. Republicans actually who voted for the amendment, Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, Mark Kirk from Illinois, John McCain from Arizona, and of course Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania. So, wow, how about that? In the middle of all of the train wrecks that we've been talking about right from the get-go, out of the gate here on this Hour of America tonight, the biggest train wreck that shouldn't be far from our minds is what's happening in North Korea. North Korea, though, is calling for the withdrawal of UN sanctions and the end of the U.S.-South Korean military drills as what they're calling preconditions for resuming some kind of talks. They issued a statement from the National Defense Commission, that's their top governing body, and this is 4 days after Pyongyang rejected Seoul's dialogue offer because they said it's not sincere. This isn't sincere. The U.S., our government, is saying we're prepared to talk to the North, but Pyongyang must bring down tensions and honor disarmament agreements. It sure doesn't look like they're going to do that. And the quick, terse statement that was released, the last thing that we've heard, is dialogue can never go with war actions. So you're wondering at what point does the provocation turn into something much bigger? And so far, no. So far, it's still that standoff. But it's, I think, something to watch because I wouldn't be surprised if this escalates a tad further. I wouldn't have said that when Kim Jong-il was the leader of North Korea, even though he was somebody who liked to poke and provoke as well, but it didn't seem as though it would ever get to that point where there could be some misdirection or a miscommunication that leads to something a little bit different. But with this one, Kim Jong-un, I think there is a much greater potential for that happening. Let's hope not, because we don't need any more cars on the train wrecks that we're seeing across the United States. Hang with us. Way more to come here on this version of ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Keeps on chugging across this great nation. Let's go to Izzy, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm here.
That's good. You know what? You're accounted for. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah. After the tornado, I'm here.
Ooh, how bad was that?
It was pretty nasty. I have not heard yet. I was thinking of Ray and Hannibal from last night, and I thought, your sirens are going off, bud.
Yeah, it was bad, I heard.
Out, and I thought, oh, my God, there it goes. And I went right back in my basement.
Oh, good for you. That's what you're supposed to do, and you know that, so.
But, yeah.
Uh-huh.
First thing that goes are my cats.
The cats, boom, and you're down there.
Yep. Cats get bundled up before a storm even hits.
Yeah, good.
Anyway, Obama. Talk about a petulant, immature display. I cannot believe what he said today, Kate. I cannot believe he's acting like such a spoiled snot, calling people liars.
Yeah.
When he stood up there and lied, because this bill did not go through because millions of people have been on the phones and email and letters protesting it. It's not just NRA people. It's a lot of people that did not want this law to go through.
I agree. Yeah.
And two laws went down, actually. The one where the United States was going to hand over our Second Amendment to the UN.
Yeah.
For the Global Arms Treaty.
Yeah.
That was shot down. And then the other one, And, you know, I'm so sick of this man parading parents and using children in his little campaigns. I find it disgraceful. I don't know about the rest of the nation, but I think it's totally disgraceful how he is acting over
yeah,
there.
I felt sorry for the father and for the Newtown folks that were there, just because they spent the three days, flew up on Air Force One, and then it was kind of like he was very bullyish, where he's saying, "Well, look," and they came up and talked to senators. It's like, "Well, wait a second, you thought that was your Trump card, and when it didn't work, you can't don't go in that direction," because that's what that was about.
He's downing his own party, for Pete's sake.
Right, exactly.
And some of those Democrats did vote against it because they knew they're up for re-election.
Right.
But some of them just flat didn't want it. And
right.
He's tearing into his own party as if they're a piece of garbage, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I think he is a total embarrassment. Total embarrassment. But I do have another comment. All these things that are happening, doesn't it make anybody curious? It sure does me that we've had so many really ugly situations in the past number of months.
Yeah.
More so than ever. If you want to go all the way back to Newtown, okay, quite frankly, I'm sick of hearing about it. But we've had the Colorado one, and now we have this explosion in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then Boston, of course, and I waited all day. I could have killed my friend for not calling me sooner. Her daughter was there.
Mm.
And she was about fried, so I was fried.
Right.
And I'm like, Kate, there's just too many ugly things going on.
I agree. That's what I said. The train is off the tracks. It's scary.
It's just, you know, and for the first time, really, truly, for the first time in my life, I'm scared. I am scared of this government. Totally scared. Because it just seems like, I'm not buying all of this. I am not.
Well, I think you're not alone in that, and it's power to the people, and that's the problem. People are demanding that things change.
Well, I'll tell you, thank God for the millions of Americans that really got on the stick over this gun legislation, because the NRA did help. Yes, they did. But millions of people said no way, no how, and we're just tired of the Constitution being trounced on.
Yeah.
And then now that it's upheld, look at what that man does. I'm embarrassed for America. That's all I can say. I'm thrilled that it did not pass. Still beyond words, I was just celebrating. I had to call my elderly friend up and go, "Woohoo, you can keep your gun safe." Now she's 83. And she says, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And I said, "Well, you're going to keep
Nothing.
Your gun hidden."
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
So, and that's about all I have to say, other than everyone take care of yourselves, because we're in for another probably 12 to 14 hours of storms, and then we're going to be flooding up the Willy Wazoo. Come Monday, we will be flooded.
Yeah, be careful out there in Hannibal and surrounding areas for sure. Izzy's right about that. Izzy, thanks. You take care, too, as well, because of the tornadoes, as she's saying, and all the crazy weather with the wind and the rain. And as I was mentioning, this was going through Texas and all the way up to parts of the Midwest. Once again, we still are seeing some rough weather. And that's going to be, as Izzy said, probably for another 14 hours or so. I was just looking at a weather map and seeing that same thing. Here's a quick whoops, what we thought was happening here wasn't happening, and this is why it's easy to jump to conclusions and judgment, because there were a lot of pieces in play that seemed like there was a connection to the Aryan Brotherhood, and surprise, it wasn't. This is the craziest story. This is also out of Texas, Kaufman, Texas, not too far from Dallas, to give you a sense of where this town is, this county is. The wife of a jailed former justice of the peace was charged Wednesday with capital murder. The cops are saying she confessed to helping her husband kill the DA and his wife and the assistant DA, who, you know, they're going to be very aggressive in getting those convictions. People are, you want to talk about people that are unhinged and upset. A lot of people upset over this. and you had massive FBI presence, massive, where they shut down that whole block where they lived. So Kim Williams is now the latest crazy turn in this investigation that was focusing on her husband, Eric Williams, after they searched the house and a storage facility that was, they said, was stocked with guns. But she told the people investigating, she finally just couldn't take it anymore, that her husband shot and killed Mark Hassey and the district attorney, he was the assistant prosecutor, the district attorney, Mike McClellan, and his wife last month. What role she played in the killings, you know, they're not saying at this point. But Eric Williams, her husband, hasn't been charged yet. He's in prison on, you know, in jail on $3 million bond. And he was charged with making a terroristic threat. So interesting. She's being held on $10 million bucks. So $10 million is her bond. And this story, of course, nationwide, it was leading newscasts all over the place, not just in the state of Texas, because originally you have, a DA, an assistant DA, and a wife, his wife shot in cold blood on the courthouse steps, and somebody answering the door in their pajamas in the morning is just absolutely crazy. And this is the other twisted part of this. Why? Why does this 46-year-old do this? And his wife, why are they even in the middle of this? Why would they shoot and kill these people? And it turns out McClellan and Hassey prosecuted Eric Williams last year for stealing, ready for this, 3 computer monitors from a county building. He was convicted, sentenced to probation, and lost his law license, his elected spot as justice of the peace, because, of course, that's a judge who kind of is an administrative deal and can do weddings and whatnot. So that's what this was about. He went after them because he felt like he was wrong after he was convicted over 3 computer monitors, stealing 3 computer monitors. He murders, or she helps in it, or whatever, a combination of the two, helps in killing these people. It's craziness. I mean, that is unhinged when you're doing that, but thank goodness they're dotting the I's, crossing the T's, and they got this all down because they don't want either one of them to slip by the boards, and it's capital punishment. Ooh. Coming up around the bend, much more here on America Tonight.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10-can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dan Epstein joins us. He's the executive director of Cause of Action. Here's the latest thing that they've uncovered. They're reporting that there is some direct evidence of federal money being used to fund lobbying in at least seven cases. Dan, for real, are these people that stupid?
You know, I'd like to say that these people are that stupid, but unfortunately, the reality is that our taxpayer-funded bureaucrats are that stupid, and in fact, looks like the ones who were encouraging this lobbying. Cause of Action has done an 18-month investigation that has found that in at least seven cases, our tax dollars were directly funneled to groups that used it to lobby, and not only in direct violation of federal statute that says you can't use tax dollars to lobby for specific legislation, but also in violation of the Department of Health and Human Services, the agency that funded all of these groups, their own policies and the administration's policies against lobbying. So, you know, what Cause of Action has found is not just direct lack of following the law with our tax dollars, but also a lack of accountability. In many cases, we've seen that CDC knew or should have known that this activity was occurring. CDC is the sub-agency of HHS that was promoting all of this lobbying on sugar taxes and smoke-free ordinances, and yet they should have known that this was happening, and they just did nothing about it.
Yeah. So that's a little bit of a hint of some of that. The seven cases all surrounding, was it tobacco and the sugar-sweetening stuff, or is it other things as well?
Well, what Cause of Action was looking at was a specific federal grant program called Communities Putting Prevention to Work.
Mm.
And so, this is the kind of program that will fund ads on subways and metros and trains that basically show someone pouring a soda bottle into a glass and it turns into fat and the campaign is pouring on the pound. This is a government-sponsored campaign. The presumable purpose of it was to educate the public on how drinking sugary drinks and smoking cigarettes was bad for your health. But what undoubtedly happened is this program was, you know, a whole slush fund of tax dollars. We're talking $373 million was appropriated for this program, and the funds were given to nonprofits and counties who then used it to say, hey, you know, what's the best way to educate? Well, best way to educate is to actually get policy changes. So let's use this to pass the right kinds of ordinances. Let's give some share some of this money with political folks in counties in Los Angeles and South Carolina, in Atlanta and in Mobile, Alabama and Birmingham. And ultimately what happened was is our tax dollars were used to support a political agenda that a lot of America doesn't agree with. And ultimately that's in violation of federal law.
Yeah. The what's the reaction when, you know, you get a write up, you get some headlines? What do you get from the lobbying world when they read what cause of action is uncovered? I can only imagine. What's the reaction?
Well, you know, it's really amazing because there's two things that have really amazed cause of action in this investigation. You know, cause of action is a government accountability group. We're out there trying to expose the ways in which the government is ultimately misusing our dollars. What is amazing is just in the days since releasing this report, a lot of people have just emailed us and said, you know, I've seen this in my community. I've seen the ways in which this money is being abused. And a lot of these folks are actually, you know, hired grant evaluators who are supposed to be auditing the way that this money is being used. And they've spoken out about, you know, blatant misuse in instances that we didn't even know about through our investigation. So there's a lot of response from folks who said, you know, yeah, this is happening in my community. And if you think about it, we're talking about $373 million of grants that basically just get funneled right to counties or nonprofits. And the government basically says, hey, do with this money whatever you want. And it's kind of, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod, if you want to use it to actually lobby. Problem is, that money multiplied by six, that $2 billion is the number that President Obama has pushed for and basically got sign-off on the recent budget, is actually going to be directed to these programs in the next several years. You know, I think what is also amazing is we're also not talking about traditional, you know, lobbyists as the ones who are taking a cut to promote these things. In fact, the organization that we found is most involved in actually pushing for a lot of this lobbying is the American Lung Association. And, you know, most people, I think, probably think, oh, American Lung Association, great organization, you know, talking about health and, you know, the harmful effects of smoking, all these other sorts of things. But a lot of what we found they're doing is not educating, but in fact, figuring out ways to get the federal dollars and then remit them to organizations that are going to push for ordinances and lobbying. And, you know, cause of action, we don't take a position on whether lobbying or pushing for certain policies is bad. I mean, obviously, you know, that's a lot of the way in which the legislative process moves forward. But if you're going to use it with taxpayer dollars, you're going to have to be held to legal accountability. And that's ultimately what we're pushing for here.
Yeah. And obviously, the more pressure you put on, I mean, we know this. You look at what's gone on with lobbying in the past and the efforts to really rein in some of the nonsense that's happened. And here's the bottom line. You know, we're talking about when we're talking about the amount of money that goes toward this and what you're uncovering in at least these seven cases that you mentioned, we're talking about a big chunk of money, and that's our money.
Yeah, you know.
Somehow that gets lost to be. I mean, you know, we're not talking about something that's a distant check somewhere. We're talking about taxpayer dollars. Just isn't that right, Dan? It's worth it to emphasize that to everybody listening to America Tonight.
Yeah, no, it's our dollars, and you know, I think one of the most interesting things about these kinds of programs is, you know, before I came to Washington, I thought, oh, federal dollars. When I, you know, have to pay my taxes every year, that's going to be money that's going to, you know, Social Security, Medicare, and probably a lot of it's going to defense contractors. But it turns out that most of our tax dollars in this administration are being spent by two or maybe three agencies. And it's not on federal contracts, but grants and loan guarantees and the kinds of spending that most of us had no idea is where our tax dollars are going to. It's discretionary funds that, in terms of how the government thinks about those dollars, it's not a contract where someone, a company is going to get tax dollars and have to actually create a product. But instead, it's really what some members of Congress have called walking around money, or what I think most of us would call just a grant or a gift that the recipient gets it and basically can do what it wants. And that's where a lot of our tax dollars are going to. And unfortunately, there's not a system of accountability. There's not a system of checks and balances. It's not a contract where, hey, if you don't produce the product, you're going to be liable to return the money. No, this is, we're going to write the check to you. You're going to get the taxpayers' dollars. And guess what? You can do whatever you want with it. And if you don't create anything, you don't do anything, well, there's no specific benchmarks anyway. So, you know, just apply next time and you'll get more.
Yeah, we're talking.
That's really what this is.
Yeah, and we're talking about, by the way, I want to reemphasize again, because you were very clear in this. After 19 months, this investigation, you found, in a cause of action, found that the CDC basically encouraged communities, as you said, putting prevention to work guarantee, or grants, rather, in several states, and it violated federal law, and used the money that shouldn't have been used, taxpayer dollars, to fund all this. And we're talking about states that, like Arizona, right, Florida, I think was one of them, California, and which is clearly a violation of federal law.
Yeah, you know, I mean, federal statute makes clear no funds appropriated through the U.S. Treasury can be used to support any form of legislation, whether state or federal. And in all of these cases, there's, I mean, it's so blatant, it's almost sad because it's so blatant that these entities wrote in their grant application to the CDC, we plan to use this to push for policy change and to pass ordinances. And ultimately, you know, if you or I were at the CDC and we saw that, we'd probably start scratching our head and saying, no, actually, you can't use the money for that. You know, federal law says taxpayer dollars can't be used to push for a political agenda. And yet the CDC knew this because it saw the applications. It approved the applications. And we actually found, at least in the case of South Carolina, the CDC knew that that Florence County, South Carolina, misused our dollars, directly lobbied for an ordinance, and ultimately changed their meeting minutes to cover up that fact. The CDC knew all this, didn't report it to Congress, didn't report it to the inspector generals who audit our tax dollars, and basically, you know, kept giving funds to this entity. And that's something where it's not just the mere problem of people are getting our tax dollars and misusing it in illegal and improper ways, but we have a federal bureaucracy that passes the buck on it. And this stuff isn't going to stop just by having, you know, legal enforcement. This stuff is going to stop only when we have these unelected bureaucrats develop a greater and heightened sense of accountability to the American taxpayers. And that was absent in this case, and we saw that.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly you saw that, and it's easy to go under that guise of, again, get lost in what the programs were supposed to do, what it was intended for, and all that kind of stuff. And we're talking about...
Remember, Kate, you know, this is all funded by the stimulus.
Yeah,
these are
yeah.
supposed to be shovel-ready jobs.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action's Executive Director. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Dan.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll I'll see you at the Longevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I'll tell you what, finally we got some playoffs right around the corner in the NBA. And the Buddha Man, we miss this guy. We, like, go through this drought, and it means that there's no football. And, of course, he loves football. I love football. All of you love football. But we got NBA playoff stuff, so that's good, too. Buddha Man, Steve Budin, CEO of Pick Nation. How you been, buddy?
Good. Well, with the NFL long gone and March Madness over, once again with the NBA playoffs here, basketball, professional basketball, becomes the pretty girl in the room once again.
I like that, the pretty girl in the room. Well, there's a couple of scenarios still floating around out there, but if we looked at the East,
right,
and we look at matchups, you know, you look at the Miami Heat, and, you know, far and away, what a season they had. What, they have 16 losses all together?
Yeah, I think that pretty much the way the odds have been mapped out, it looks like the line makers have pretty much conceded the East to Miami. The only thing, in my opinion, that could really get in the way of a Heat Eastern Conference championship is an injury. And that's you know, that is likely. It's not like it's out of the question. I mean, Dwayne Wade just 3-4 years ago was breaking down every single game. It was just last playoff that he, you know, dealt with all kinds of injuries. Can LeBron James win it alone? Probably, but it's going to be a lot harder, you know, when, you know, it's always a lot harder for Batman when Robin's hurt.
Yeah, I like that. It is. You're right. When you have a 1-2 punch like that, it changes what possibly can happen, without a doubt. You know, and look
in the West. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're moving to the West. Talk about
the
West.
In the West, now, that to me is wide open because you've got a team with OKC that everybody, you know, thinks is going to win the West. But let's remember, they're weaker than they were last year. They lost James Harden. They've made the commitment to Kendrick Perkins, who's a complete piece of garbage. Trust me, as a basketball player, I don't know him as a person. Now, that being said, they are weaker than they were last year. That opens the door, you know, potentially, you know, for teams like Denver, for teams like Memphis, for teams like the Clippers. The Clippers, remember, you know, they're under everybody's radar. No one's really, you know, counting on them for anything. But when they are playing their best ball, when they're clicking, I mean, they can beat anybody.
Yeah. You know, not surprisingly for me, you can imagine I have a bunch of friends in L.A., and who do you think they root for? They're not looking at the Clippers. They're looking at the Lakers.
Right.
Yeah, the Lakers.
Well, the Lakers are looking for you know, to win tonight and secure their spot. But you know what? It's been a tough season for them all year long. I mean, they inherited, you know, our ex-coach from New York, D'Antoni, to run a speedball system with a bunch of old men. That's kind of weird. And then they've just been through all the trials and tribulations of Dwight Howard all year long and what's going on with that. And it's been a struggle for them. It's been a big struggle. And it's only fitting that it would come down to the last game and that they would have to, you know, win to get in.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens. I mean, with Dwight Howard, I mean, you know, they could get by a few rounds, but I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, yeah. The another team that's interesting looking
for the Spurs are an interesting team.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's who I would look at the West. So you like them to go further?
I do. I like the Spurs. I think that they, you know, they pick up T-Mac. I think that's a great pickup. He was doing well in China actually, so he's in shape. He can't hurt you. That's a team where you add T-Mac, your average age actually goes down. So that's kind of weird. But I do think that the San Antonio first two rounds are very dangerous. For whatever reason, as it gets later into the playoffs, that's where they seem to have their problems. Last year, they swept through the first few rounds, only to lose in the finals.
Yeah, yeah. For people listening, too, by the way, we have outcomes of games, and we'll give you all those coming up here on the show. But how about the Hawks? You know, I'm kind of – the Hawks maybe going if they're fifth seed,
no.
Depending? No, they're dead.
I think they're going nowhere. I think that I think that Chicago, had they gotten Derrick Rose back, it's a shame they didn't, would have made some serious noise in the East. Obviously, the Knicks couldn't beat Chicago without Derrick Rose all season. Imagine with Derrick Rose. Indiana, I believe, in the end, ultimately is a fake. I just don't believe they have the talent to beat the Miamis, the talent to beat the Knicks. I think they're a hard-working team. I think they bring a tremendous effort night in and night out. They've got some future stars, but at this moment, I just don't think they stack up against the bigs. And that being said, I really believe in the East, it's Miami's to lose. The Knicks are +8 to 1 to win the East. The interesting thing about the futures is right now people are betting potential matchups. Now, I don't know if you ever heard of this before. This isn't betting who's going to win the East, who's going to win the West, who's going to win the NBA championship. This is betting on who do you think the final two teams are going to be. So if you think it's going to be the Heat, Thunder, which is the most popular, you get +150 to 100. You bet 100 to win 150, +1.5 to 1. If you think it's going to be the Knicks, Thunder, for instance, you're going to get 18 to 1. That's bet 100 to win 1,800. So obviously they feel this is a Heat finals.
Yeah. Wow, I love that. Would you take that bet? That could be fun.
I bet the Knicks to win the East +7 to 1, looking for them to get into the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat, and then I can hedge away a little profit because at that point they'll probably be only +3 to 1. So yeah. I'll be able to lay some money with the Heat at that point and guarantee some win.
Yeah. Do you, in looking at the teams that are making it in, some that will find out if they make it in with a, you know, do-or-die situation, ultimately what the seeding ends up being. Who do you think was the biggest disappointment this year in the NBA?
Well, certainly the Lakers. They're the number one disappointment in the league because, you know, just the first of all, the expectation of Kobe, you know, that he is the best player in the league. you know, when not at this moment, you know, obviously LeBron James has surpassed him, but in general, in the last decade, he's been the guy. And you learn over that time, you never count Kobe out. When he went down, I think that was a big disappointment. But in general, the way that the Lakers were unable to pool the incredible amount of stars that they had together to get any kind of cohesiveness. And then I think that it was just a season full of up and downs. You know, the rumor mill about Phil Jackson, that not happening, then getting D'Antoni, then getting Nash and all the stars to come in, almost like a mini Western Conference all-star team. But for whatever reason, they just couldn't put it together on the floor. And then obviously the nightmare now in Kobe, you know, getting injured, which I think is bad for the league. It's bad for every team. Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see Kobe go out like that. So I think L.A. by far was the most disappointing team. And the biggest surprise this year, I mean, could be the Clippers. Could very well be the Clippers. I think that, you know, they're playing a lot better than people thought they would. But when you have the best point guard in the league, it shouldn't be such a surprise probably. But I think the Clippers are a bit of a surprise. I think the Knicks winning the second seed, you know, I thought that was a good job for them. I mean, it's very un-Knick-like to put together a good season like that. They haven't done that in 20 years. So that's a surprise.
Are you, you know, it's interesting, the Phil Jackson thing, as you mentioned that. Now they're talking about Phil Jackson wanting to come back. Not a surprise. He should have just waited and just waited till he dropped. I mean, that's a guy who can't, I don't think he could have stayed away from the game for very long. I think he will try to come back.
Yeah, I do too. I think that it was the only reason he's not a Laker now is it was a personal thing. I mean, he was dating Buss's daughter.
Yeah.
The daughter was obviously, you know, in a fight with the brother. And who knows, maybe this was something about two Thanksgivings ago when he didn't like what Phil Jackson said at the Thanksgiving table. It was about something like that. It was about anything but basketball, because if you make a decision based on basketball, you have the best coach in the world coaching for you. That's the only decision to make. So if you decided against that, it was a non-basketball decision. So that's what leads me to believe it was something personal. But I do think Phil Jackson would, you know, is destined to come back and coach again at least one or two more years. I always thought it was a health issue with him. I always thought his knees were getting bad and it was hard for him to, you know, to make the travel. That's what happened to Pat Riley at the end, similar type of coach, legendary coach, who stopped coaching at the end because he couldn't deal with the rigors of travel anymore. So I always felt Phil Jackson would, you know, evolve into a position like Riley, you know, as an owner of a team, but hasn't materialized as of yet.
Yeah, not so far. All right, check out
Riley.
Yeah, exactly. Check out picknation.com. Buddha Man, I hope you have a good NBA run, and hopefully we'll talk to you in the middle of this and bring on football. Can't we fast forward time?
I hear you. Well, you know what? I like these NBA playoffs. It's a good chance to build some bankroll, tuck it away, and get ready for the football season.
There you go. An optimist. I love it. Thanks so much, Buddha Man.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.